Do you mind if I ask you what might be a somewhat confronting question? How generous are you towards others? When you see someone in need, what's your natural reaction toward them? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Generosity comes in many different shapes and sizes. You can be generous with your praise, your kindness, your understanding, your time, and yes, of course, with your resources. It's all too easy amidst the busy lives we lead, even sometimes when we ourselves feel pressured, starved of other people's generosity, to become miserly in our outlook. And in doing so, more and more, we end up heading into a downward spiral where every blessing we thought we had disappears into thin air. If you've ever found yourself in that place, or if in a moment of honest reflection, you'd have to admit that you've indeed become a tad miserly, then may Jesus' words be a balm to your soul. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give to others, and you will receive. You'll be given much. It'll be poured into your hands, more than you can hold. You'll be given so much that it will spill over into your lap. The way you give to others is the way God will give to you. I'm not sure that we should read this as a promise, but more as a simple statement of fact. It's just how things work. Who in your circle of influence could use a generous touch from you right now? A word of encouragement, a small kindness, and yes, even a sacrificial gift. The way you give to others is the way God will give to you. Be generous. That's God's word, fresh for you today. At every turn, in every situation, it seems, God's word has the power to lift us up, to encourage us, to transform our lives. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. And it's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org for instant access. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.